Hello, sisters. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, I thought I would just do a sister sharing update. Yesterday, I made a video of us standing outside in a theater of an unbiblical movie that's supposedly about Jesus, and we were warning people. Got to talk to a woman. She wasn't very receptive, but you never know when seeds are planted. And somebody else stopped by, said something to Brother Tupo. Sounded like that man kind of understood that it wasn't right, and he said something about the Asbury revival not being right. And so I don't know. We don't know what the seeds are that go out when we're obedient to God's word, but quite honestly, that's not our issue. That all belongs to God. And I know us sisters have talked about how we're glad we're not God, because there's way too much we can't even fathom what he has to deal with and sort out. And so, you know, it's like the best job in the whole wide world, being able to serve the creator of the universe. I love it. And so anyway, today there was another event that we went to, and this was a little bit of a different one. It was a couple unbiblical false teachers putting on something, and they were inviting a bunch of pastors and stuff. And so being that this is a spiritual nature, and with pastors and teachers and things like that, this was going to be one of those where I exercise my headship authority, which I do every day, but my silence under it. So what I'm saying is, women are to be silent when the men are reasoning in the word. And so when we go to places that are of a religious, spiritual nature, Brother Tupos is the one who does all the talking, unless by chance there might be a woman that might come over to me, and if she's seeking, but I'm not going to sit and contend with a woman either. Now, this one was an invitation to pastors, which means in this unbiblical world today, we've got women pastors, men pastors. Well, the men pastors are supposed to be biblical if they're biblical men, but not women. So anyway, just kind of getting around to the point here, that I did hold my sign, and Brother Tupos was preaching, and he was talking to the men, and there were obviously unbiblical women there. And I was silent, I was quiet, and doing my videos and being a helper and a supporter to my husband. You know, just standing quietly next to my husband in a situation like that shows that his house is in biblical order and alignment. Now, if I was unruly, or I forgot and got in my flesh and started backtalking some of the women going by, I would have dishonored my husband, which would be a bad thing. Like Proverbs 31 says, she does her husband no harm all the days of her life, or no evil, or something like that. In fact, I'm actually working on a verse by verse through Proverbs 31 that I'm getting pretty close. I want to get them done, and then I'll be doing a series of audios on that. And so I'm kind of melding our day and experience along with how a godly woman should act in such situations. And so I'm getting to another point that I thought was pretty awesome. So most of this was all about, you know, people going there for that conference. But it was interesting because, like, maybe 3/4 of the way through or whatever, a group of young people came out, and they were leaving, not going in like everybody else was, and they didn't look like they belonged in it. And we thought, oh, okay, so Brother Tupos, he right away started preaching the gospel to them. And I grabbed a handful of gospel cards out, because I wasn't handing out gospel cards out today either, because it was such a different nature of thing. And Brother Tupos was the one handing them out, whether it was males or females wanting to take them or whatever. But this time I grabbed the gospel cards just in time, and as they were filing by us, I held them out. And it was awesome because one young woman, the last one right at the end, she smiled at me, she walked right over, she took a gospel card, and then she walked off. And I thought, what's the chances of that happening, that I was able to bless a woman in that particular situation that I'm telling you about? You see what I'm saying? And so it's like, be obedient, be willing to be submissive in all situations. And God just happens to open up the door to be able to bless a young woman with the gospel, and who knows who she will show that with. And like I said in the beginning, we don't know what people do with this, but it just warmed my heart. You know, our Father's watching over us in every situation. And even if I hadn't had that opportunity to give her that, I had the opportunity to stand in the face of feminism, harlotry, looking, you know, women looking like harlots, trying to rebuke men, unbiblical, demonic, tongue-speaking, laughter, and to be able to stand there with a meek and quiet spirit, allowing my husband to do what the Lord would have him do in that situation, and myself, that God commands me to do while I'm in those situations, and be obedient to it all. I don't know, it's just, I wanted to share the experience, because there's like a whole lot of learning lessons in all of them, and so I thought maybe you sisters would appreciate hearing that. And I wanted to read 1 Corinthians 15, let's see, that's 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we know we do all our works unto the Lord and not unto men. So we do it unto the Lord. Man, of course, gets the rewards of our good behavior and any blessings that come from it. And it's not in vain. You know, oftentimes we go to events and there may be one or two people that want to talk about the things of God, or maybe it just seems like there's a seeker. We've had some where there was, I think, only a couple of them where there was zero. But when you go in the masses, like we do a lot, masses and masses of people all the time, I love these scriptures to remind ourselves, you know, that our labor's not in vain, even if you get like strings of mockers or people just ignoring it. You know, we can have peace and joy and great contentment in our works that we do for the Lord, not the results. We're not looking for the results because we don't even know what they are. You know, quite honestly, the results of the works of obedient saints out here in the world in this end times could be to the people's condemnation. We don't know that. And so if we're looking for results, we're going to be sorely disappointed. But the results that we should be looking for is the obedient life of us sister saints, us godly sister saints. And that's what our results are, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Kind of like our evidence, kind of like our fruit. And so doing everything is heartily unto the Lord, being obedient, discerning all the situations, like I was telling you about the one this morning, being thankful in every situation. And just remember this, sisters. You know, even if you don't get a chance to get out and shine your light as often as you would like to in the public, or maybe you're out and you don't get opportunities to speak it very often, being an obedient, godly woman, shamefaced, covered head, covered body in biblical clothing, not being a feminist, willing and boldly standing on the truth, speaking it when having the opportunity, is like contending for the faith once delivered to the saints, because you're contending against feminism just by how you are in your life lived. You know, that's a great and powerful witness. People can see that. People of the world, they may be foolish, but they're not totally ignorant, if you want to say it that way. They see the hypocrisy of the religious churches out there, the unbiblical man-made denominational religion. They see, a lot of them see the hypocrisy of that. People thinking that, oh, I'm holier than thou while I go to church. And then they're sitting on the beach in their nakedness, sitting in the bars, sitting in front of the television, and talking about things they shouldn't be doing, not being obedient to the scriptures. I mean, even the people in the gutters that we talk to, they see that God should be a holy God. And they see their sin, and they see how far away they are. And they see through the religious hypocrites who think they're closer to the truth than actually the man in the gutter is closer, knowing that he's the sinner. So my point is, what I'm trying to tell you is, just living your godly life is a huge good works unto the Lord. And the results of that is going to be your obedience, and it pleases God. John 14:15, if we love him, we keep his commands, right? And so just sharing some, I don't know, I start out with one thought and I end up with a whole bunch of them. And so that's all right. I'm going to let you go, sisters, after I read this. And this goes right along with a godly woman standing in the world. I love it. 1 Peter 3:4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Praise God. All right. Thanks for listening to my my rambling, different topics. I love you, sisters. Just wanting to send some love and encouragement to you all out there. Hold fast, and Lord willing, He may give us the rest of this day. Let's redeem it all for Him, for He is worthy. May God be praised.